the next thing I know, the sunlight's breaking day.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Reform Radio, and only radio station. I am your host, DJ T Macaroon, and you are listening to Even the Birds. We got some nice tunes lined up for tonight, and what you just heard was the song Soak Eye by Gorillaz on their new album, The Now Now. And unfortunately, DJ Kishimoto isn't here with us at the moment, but might be popping in at some point during the radio show today. So fingers crossed for that. I don't know what I'm going to do without Snake Facts tonight. Anyways, let's get back to some music. Here we have a song by Hiatus Coyote on what I believe is their first album. So enjoy.
Yeah. I hear the drizzle of the rain. It's falling from my window. And in the corners of my mind, I hope that I'll get to see you again. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. My friend, I hear the colors in the flowers. Snuffed at dawn. You're here, you're near, you're there, and then you're gone. Da 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 da. Suffering and singing sad.
You just heard No Woman by Whitney. Before that, we had O Maker by Janelle Monáe. And then Nakamura. Nakamura. That sounds more natural. By Hiatus Coyote. So, I'm going to tell you a bit about my day because it sort of sucked. I was going to clean my room because it desperately needs to be cleaned. And as I started doing that, I noticed I had a laptop lock on the ground. And I thought, you know, today's the day. I should actually install this and put it on my computer, which would be nice during the school year and everything. You know, tie it up, lock it up to a table in DeWick or Carm, not have to worry about anything. Anyways, it should have been obvious that my laptop does not have a little lock thing on it, but I decided the best way to guarantee that there is no lock thing on my laptop was to dismantle it. So I started to do that and realized pretty quickly that my laptop does not have this hardware. Yet I continued to take it apart until I got to the motherboard. and then I'm like, well, if I'm here, might as well clean the fan out and might as well try to fix the power jack on my laptop. Anyways, this project took about 7 hours today. And after I struggled to put it back together multiple times because I was really smart and, like, you know, made sure everything was attached, started to screw everything back in, realized I missed something, then had to undo it about, I don't know, like 6, maybe 8 times. I lost my place in the story. I messed up a lot. And finally, I put it back together. I plugged it in, to the charger, and I noticed, yep, it's charging, okay. Turned the power on, and could see the power light turn on, but nothing was showing up on the screen. And I thought, okay, maybe it might be the graphics card or something. So I tried plugging the HDMI into the laptop, into a TV, and nothing showed up either. So I have officially broken my laptop. And I hope someone can fix it for me because there's no way in hell that I'm going through that process again. Oh, why did I have to do that? Oh, that was the impulsive ADHD brain of mine just being like, yeah, I should do this. I should get off track and I should do this thing that I don't need to do right now. Well, that's my fun story for the day. Let's get back to some music. So we have a quick little song called State Line ready to play. Enjoy.
I wish I could save you. Seems like it shouldn't be so. Wish I could replace you. Maybe we could leave it all behind. Oh, I wouldn't mind. State line is 100 miles away. Oh, I never felt so distant before. Oh, let me introduce you to all of the ways I can let you down. Let me seduce you. And maybe we can get this.
Don't do that, 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 don't do that.
You just heard? Oh, wait, I googled how to pronounce.
Oh my god.
The name of this song, Nagai Yoru, by featuring CRCK/LCKS by Azumi Takahashi. And before that was State Line by The Dip. And now it's time for a PSA. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks, PSA. Get ready, y'all. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 more times likely to get into a car crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reaction as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextsStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, don't text and drive. And yeah, even using a phone, whether it be a hands-free device or not, distracts you once again as much as that. I was in a class where we did studies about that, which is pretty, I don't know, sort of unreal. And actually, even whether or not you're using phone, even if you're talking to someone else in the car, that can distract you about just as much as using a phone in the car. Though some people say it's not as bad because the other person in the car can alert you to other things that might be going around in your surroundings if you don't happen to notice. But yeah, ideally just pay attention to the road. Even music can distract you enough and you might get in an accident. So as unfortunate as that might be, if you're really concerned about safety, turn off those podcasts, be antisocial, and just keep your eyes on the road. Okay, so enough about that unfortunate stuff. This song's a little depressing too. Crap. Let's do a song that isn't as depressing first. It's called Familiarity. I think it has a pretty rad acoustic section. I hope you agree with me. Let's go.
It's on again. You hate it, but you know it then. You know it, and so do your friends. You can sing together when it's on. Pretend you love it because you love them. As you explode out of your phones, amen. Make some music of your own, amen. Or you can hate it softly to yourself, alone, amen, amen, amen. Jumps of both, I couldn't tell.
Till I feel
space between my breaths. I see an end where I don't love you like I can. 'Cause I've forgotten how it feels even to love someone, a thing for real, amen.
Life has
Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Even the Birds on 91.5 WMFO. You just heard the song Only Memories Remain by My Morning Jacket, and before that was Familiarity by Punch Brothers. So, since my co-host, fellow DJ, is not here at the moment, I will not be doing the segment Snake Facts, but instead I will be doing some bird facts. I have to get the bird facts or snake facts tune going on in the background, so just bear with me for a second. Also, thanks for all you listeners who are tuning in. I really appreciate knowing that there are other people who listen to this. If you like what I'm playing, I suggest following us on Facebook. We have a page, which is so at Even the Birds WMFO. You can also check out some other songs I've played too if you go to the WMFO .org website and just click either on my DJ name, DJ T Macaroon, or the show name, and you'll be able to see what I've played in the past. Anyways, we shop music. Ayo. Let's get ready for some bird facts. Oh, yeah. There we go. There we go. Good stuff. So, today on Bird Facts, we're going to learn about birds and their vision. But not all birds' vision. I just chose three very specific facts from an MSPCA website since I didn't get too much time to do some research. So first, we're going to start out with the humble kiwi bird. Did you know they are blind? I didn't. So they hunt by smell. Next, we have the owl. Owls can turn their heads almost 360 degrees, but they cannot move their eyes. What? Who would have thunk? Maybe a lot of people, maybe not. And our last bird fact. So a bird's eyes take up about 50% of its head. That's a little freaky thinking about the birds I have at home. It's just weird to think about. Anyways, our eyes take up about 5% of our head. So to be comparable to birds' eyes, our eyes would have to be the size of baseballs. And that's pretty darn big. So that's all the bird facts I got for you today. And hopefully next week, DJ Kishimoto will be here with some snake facts. Okay, I got two songs, which I think will bring us perfectly to the end of the show. Wow, talk about luck, since I honestly wasn't sure if I was going to make the full show with songs. Anyways, here we go. A nice song by Leanne LaHavis from the album Blood. The song is not called Blood, though. Also, what the song's about. Well, not what it's about, what the song's called. Ghosts don't have blood. The song's called Ghosts. Okay, enjoy.
Whenever I called you, I couldn't say. Was only yesterday, but yesterday so far away. What's the ETA? Don't tell me you need me. I am estranged, and I'm overaged. The trouble it may be, there's still a part of me that has to know what you have to say. and on we go, always with the ghosts of us in tow, stuck somewhere between a friend and foe. Round and round we go. I should have told you, yes, I'm to blame. Oh, I took the blame, turned it into this serenade. Oh, the mess I've made. And I should have warned you what was in store, but I was so, so sure I wasn't haunted anymore. Not forevermore. On and on we go, always with the ghosts of us in tow, stuck somewhere between a friend and foe. Round and round we go. And on
feels good, real good.